All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with your next installment of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We're coming to you this week from Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. A few new signings to build up on that gang war. Little spoiler alert there. We have Disco Inferno, Lance Storm, Kendall Windham, and Trish Stratus all signing contracts with the PWA for at least the summer. So this is looking like a great lineup, regardless of where they end up in this gang war. Will they be Freeman's men? Will they be Jarrett's guys? We'll find out. We start off in the ring with Rolando Freeman facing off against TD Steele. And Freeman's has his hands full with Steele until Jarrett's music starts to play. Freeman climbs out of the ring. He stands at the end of the aisle, challenging Jarrett to come out and fight. Jarrett doesn't come out. Nick Patrick counts Rolando Freeman out. So your winner is TD Steele by countout in a time of 2 minutes, 57 seconds. Freeman goes berserk when the bell rings and climbs back into the ring. Pringle climbs into the ring as well. Freeman slams Steele into the turnbuckle. Pringle jabs him in the ribs with his cane. Disco Inferno and Lance Storm rush down to the ring. They quadruple team Steele for a massive beatdown. Freeman and Pringle hold Steele up for a super kick from Storm. They continue to hold him up as Disco comes off the turnbuckle with the blockbuster. Jarrett rushes down to the ring. Storm tosses Steele out of the ring as the rest of the group focus on Jarrett. Jarrett gets beat down until Kendall Windham rushes down with a baseball bat. The Spectaculars clear the ring as Windham helps Jarrett back up to his feet. The Spectaculars hold Freeman back as he looks like he wants to get back into the ring. So, all right, so we've got the guys already. First match, picking sides. You've got Rolando Freeman bringing in Disco Inferno and Lance Storm on his side. Jeff Jarrett bringing in Kendall Windham, looks like. So we'll see how they fare. But Mark Lawrence goes down to the ring as the Spectaculars make their way back up the aisle. Jarrett says it didn't take long for the little punk to decide that he can't run the PWA just yet. Steele rolls back into the ring. Windham helps him back to his feet. Jarrett says that he isn't surprised that Freeman got people like Disco and Storm. Jarrett wants a match with these two guys to show them what it's like to get their butts handed to them. Windham promises that he isn't the only friend that Jarrett has. There is one more friend here tonight simply to take care of Pringle. The music starts up again and Trish Stratus comes down to the ring to an amazing pop from the crowd. As Jarrett and Windham hold open the ropes, Trish steps through. Mark allows her to have the microphone, and she says that she's here to make sure the Spectaculars, and especially Percy Pringle, stay out of the way. Trish promises more friends will be here next week. The Spectaculars will be on their way out of the PWA before the summer is over. And that is a promise from Jarrett and his gang. All right, they clear the ring, and we have once again the television title on the line. Dan Spivey defending the title once again against Brickhouse Brown. And Brickhouse shows great promise in becoming the television champion for a third time. When Brickhouse looks like he has the match won and that the title is slipping away from the family, Heenan climbs onto the ring apron. Brickhouse swings wildly at him, but Heenan drops to the floor. Spivey nails Brickhouse from behind with a running knee lift. Brickhouse falls out of the ring at Heenan's feet. Tommy Young tells Heenan to back away. As Heenan innocently backs away, he grabs the title belt from the timekeeper's table and tells Spivey to head back to the dressing room. Heenan and Spivey walk back up the aisle to the boo of the crowd. Brickhouse climbs back into the ring as Young's count reaches 6, but Spivey and Heenan have no desire to get back into the ring. Brickhouse picks up the win, but Spivey is still your television champion. So your winner by countout in a time of 10 minutes, 9 seconds is Brickhouse Brown. Next match has Iceman King Parsons facing off against Bugsy McGraw. But as Iceman is talking with Lance about the injustice done by Cowboy Ron Bass against Brad Armstrong in the Illinois heavyweight title match last week, Bass attacks him. Bass drills him through the interview desk with a pile driver. Lawler and Honky Tonk Man make their way to what remains of the interview desk. Bass leaves the area. Honky Tonk Man helps Iceman back to his feet as Lawler gets Lance to give him the microphone. Lawler challenges Bass to a rematch. He can put the title on the line or not. Lawler simply wants him to fight an opponent head on instead of attacking him from behind like a coward. Honky Tonk Man helps Iceman down to the ring as he says he's fine to wrestle Bugsy. Iceman and Bugsy have a great match. Bugsy tries to capitalize on Bass's attack, but it seems that the longer the match goes on, the less Iceman shows the effects of the attack. Iceman gets the pin on Bugsy after a belly-to-back suplex in a time of 10 minutes, 22 seconds. As the previous match ends, Bass and Heenan come out to the interview desk. Bass has the Illinois heavyweight title draped over his shoulder. Heenan talks about the queen and how much gall she has to desire a match with a champion the caliber of Cowboy Ron Bass. Heenan says that he will go a one-time allowance for Lawler to try once again to defeat Bass in the ring. However, the title will not be on the line. Lawler and Bass brawl around the ring for 10 minutes. Heenan inserts himself, but Lawler knocks him out with a vicious right hand. Bass tries to attack Lawler from behind, but Lawler drops him across the middle rope with a drop toe hold. As Bass gets back to his feet, Lawler drops the strap and nails Bass with a flurry of closed fist. When Bass finally falls to the mat, Lawler quickly covers to get the pin. After the match, Iceman rushes down to the ring and nails Heenan with a butt thump. He rolls into the ring as Bass gets back to his feet. And Iceman drills Bass into the turnbuckle with a running shoulder block. Iceman hip tosses Bass out of the corner and nails him with the butt thump. Bass rolls out of the ring to escape with his title belt. But even in this non-title match, Jerry Lawler wins in a time of 10 minutes, 15 seconds, showing that he is a top contender for that title. All right, now we have the special challenge match. Disco Inferno and Lance Storm facing off against Jeff Jarrett and Kendall Windham. Trish, Jarrett, and Windham come down to the ring. They demand for Disco and Storm to stand up like men and face them in a tag team match. Storm, Disco, and Pringle make their appearance at the top of the entrance ramp. Pringle starts to say something when my music begins to play. I come out to tell Pringle that he needs to get his men down to the ring for their match. I chide him, the fans don't want another loss from your guys because of a cowardly countout. That infuriates all three men, and they rush down to the ring as the bell rings right after I say my words. As Disco and Storm slide into the ring, Trish steps through the ropes to the ring apron. Jarrett and Windham start brawling with them. All four men show great promise in the match, but Storm gets the pin on Jarrett after a super kick in a time of 9 minutes, 35 seconds. So in this, the Spectaculars are up 1-0 in this gang war that is brewing. Next tag team match has Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels facing off against the Lightning Express. As we get closer to the World Tag Team title match in the next match, two of the top contenders for that title have a great match, attempting to stake their claim to the number one contendership. The Lightning Express makes a great impression in the match against the former world champions. Armstrong has Daniels locked in an abdominal stretch. Missy climbs onto the ring apron to distract Nick Patrick. Behind Patrick's back, Gilbert climbs into the ring and bounces off the opposite ropes. He nails Armstrong with a flying shoulder tackle. Horner climbs into the ring, but Gilbert takes him back through the ropes with a shoulder tackle. Patrick gets Missy to leave the ring apron. Daniels gets back to his feet first, and as Armstrong gets to his knees, Daniels nails him with the side of the head with a running knee lift. Gilbert and Horner brawl outside the ring. Daniels drills Armstrong into the mat with the Angel's Wings and covers to get the pin in a time of 11 minutes, 22 seconds. Your winners, the former World Tag Team Champions, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. So now we get to the first of our two main events tonight. World Tag Team titles on the line. The New Age Outlaws defending the titles against Bad Company. But before we can get to this, Bobby Heenan shows back up at the interview desk and tells Lance Russell how flabbergasted he is that the team that his team beat last week is getting a shot at the World Tag Team titles tonight. He tells Gary Hart, Bad Company, and the Outlaws to watch themselves. Even though his men aren't in the building this evening, they are coming for the titles. He ends his remarks saying, "Don't mess with the family." Bad Company and the Outlaws come down to the ring to their respective fanfare. Neither team seems to be worried about the Heenan family's threats. The four men have a great match until Tanaka inadvertently knocks out Tommy Young when Gunn drops a springboard crossbody off the middle rope. The Heenan family, who was, we were told, were not in the building, rushes down to the ring. Blanchard and Candido attack the Outlaws while Spivey and Bass attack Bad Company. In a very short time, the family has both teams knocked unconscious. Spivey powerbombs Diamond. Blanchard drapes Gunn's arm across Diamond's chest as Young starts to come around. The family leaves the ring. Young counts the pin. In a time of 42 minutes, 12 seconds, the New Age Outlaws are still your World Tag Team Champions. The family comes back to the interview desk. Lance asks Heenan why they interfered in the match when they had nothing to do with the match. Heenan proceeds to tell Lance that they had everything to do with that match. It should have been Tully and Chris having their hands raised in victory instead of the Outlaws. Lance asks why they didn't have Bad Company win the match, since Tully and Chris already know they can beat them. Heenan begins to answer, but Chris takes the microphone and says that Bad Company isn't worth their time. They want the shot at the Outlaws. Tully takes over and says that they can definitely defeat the Outlaws. They just need the opportunity to wrestle them with the titles on the line. The family leaves before Lance can say anything else. So now we have our main event, second one of the night. World Heavyweight title on the line. Stone Cold Steve Austin defending the title against the American Heavyweight Champion, Terry Gordy. In this rather impromptu feud between Stone Cold and the Freebirds, we have yet another title match between Stone Cold and Terry Gordy. It is a great match, but it is cut short when Hayes accidentally hits Gordy with a chair shot while Gary Hart has David Manning distracted. Austin hits two quick stunners on the Freebirds to be able to pin Gordy to retain the title. Hart climbs into the ring, applauding the Rattlesnake's win. Austin looks at him with an amused smirk on his face. Hart takes the title belt away from Manning to hand it to Austin, but Austin nails Hart with a stunner. Austin picks up the belt and leaves the ring to a great pop from the crowd. It looked like Gary Hart was trying to get the Rattlesnake into his group with Iron Mike Sharp and Bad Company. I mean, everybody's clamoring to have the World Heavyweight title in their stable. But again, it's one where Austin has never been one to really like stables. I mean, except for the invasion storyline after WWE bought out WCW. That's about the only time. But then again, that was only when he was the head honcho in the group. So what's going to happen? Well, you're going to have to come back next week, because we've got Jarrett's gang and the Spectaculars with Rolando Freeman heating up. We've got stuff going on with Bobby Heenan and the family and basically every other title going on. So it is going to be a red hot summer for the PWA. And I encourage you to be back next week to hear all about it.